parents need to know that we've posted a memo up to our website that we would really like them to take a look at that talks about what schools will be opening and then gives a lot of information on what would happen should a school not be in an evacuation alert area, but if the CRD moves it into an alert, what we will actually do as a district to make sure students are safe. And the same with the evacuation orders, of course. It also talks about some of the transportation issues that we're dealing with, on having some runs completely canceled at the moment, and yet some other runs we're adapting to go as close as we can to evacuation alert areas, not actually enter them, turn the bus around in a safe environment, and then return and bring the kids in. So if parents want to have their child hop the bus at some point, then to contact the bus garage and make those arrangements. But we're trying to accommodate parents as much as we can.
There's Horse Lake, Alexis Creek, Anaheim Lake, Dog Creek, and Tatla Lake. Do you know how many students that impacts?
Roughly about 300, very close, where the majority of them would be at Horse Lake, almost half of them, and the other schools much smaller in size. But in our conversations with the Caribou Regional District, it's one where we're hoping that some of those evacuation alert areas might be lifted if they can take another look at what is the real threat, where the fires currently are, as to whether or not some of those areas can be lifted off of alert, and then just having us aware of what a timeline would look like if it were to move back onto alert. So we're getting some indications that there may be some movement over the weekend, but of course that's a decision that we leave with the CRD and the Wildfire Service.
And then do you have any idea of these 300 students, if the parents will be taking them to other schools within the district to attend?
We don't have indications of that just yet. It's one that as Tuesday approaches, as I said, we're hoping a number of those schools will reopen, and then it's a matter of what parents are wanting to do. We're trying to get our administration and teachers to be prepared that to provide information to students as to how the school is starting, what sort of things that they can still do at home should they not be permitted to actually attend the school.
Do you believe at all that the schools that are open, their enrollment numbers are going to be impacted because of the wildfires?
Well, it's an interesting year because we're actually seeing some growth in some of our schools, and not necessarily due to the wildfires, but just from people moving into the area that may be coming out of the Lower Mainland and wanting to enroll in our schools, where PSO and Lake City are two in particular that we're seeing some increased enrollments. At the grade 7 level, and then right across the other levels as well. But so we'll be working diligently that first week of school to identify where our numbers are and what supports we need to put in by way of additional classes and that sort of thing.
School District 27 going to be hiring additional teachers by a chance?
We certainly hope to. So once we identify the number of classes that will be needed to support the new language, it's one that we'll try and get those postings up as quick as possible and do an aggressive search for teachers that would be willing to come to the Caribou Chukotin. It's a wonderful place to live, and for us it's one of, yes, we are seeing some interest and hoping that we'll be able to attract even more people up from the Lower Mainland.